I think I've changed my mind. That's actually my favorite part of the podcast.
Really?
Yeah. Hello and welcome to the November 9th edition of the Laughing Place podcast. I am your host, Doobie Mosley, and joining me today, our fanboy.
Hi.
Captain John.
Ahoy.
And before I introduce the last panelist, I wanted to play one quick voicemail.
Hey there, podcasters. This is Papa Bear calling. I just wanted to say that I love the podcast, love hearing you guys every week, and really missed Rebecca's voice and ever-so-charming laugh on this last podcast. The soundtracks were fun, love the extended version of the new opening music, but really missed Rebecca. Hope she's feeling better, and that we'll be hearing her this week. Thanks. Take care.
You feeling better?
Oh, that's so sweet. Yes, I am feeling better. It was pretty lousy because not only was I sick, but I could hear them sitting around the dining room table laughing and carrying on while I'm just sick in bed. So it was like torture on top of being sick. But yeah. I'm better now, thankfully.
And we didn't get tacos.
Oh, that's right. I was sick, so I didn't get to make tacos.
That was the tragic part.
Yeah, that's always the most, you know. I see where your loyalties lie there.
Rebecca's sick, but oh, no tacos.
Okay,
no
what's
tacos.
More important, the tacos or the podcast?
Podcast at laughingplace.com, 866-718-9408. The discussion boards. We want to hear from you in every way possible. You guys have been active this week, and we really, really appreciate it.
Especially since nothing happened.
Yeah, exactly. So thanks for joining us. Unfortunately, very unfortunately, something did happen. Just yesterday as we record this, the news broke about the sad and untimely death of Imagineer Bruce Gordon. So I'm going to ask Rebecca to speak a bit about that.
This is one of those times when it's kind of difficult to do this job because usually we're talking about such lighthearted stuff and we're pretty jovial. But as Doobie just mentioned, Bruce Gordon, who had spent 25 years working within Disney theme parks, a former Imagineer, he also is known widely to the Disney fans as the author of such books as Nickel Time. He co-authored with Nickel Tour, which he co-authored with David Mumford, and Walt's Time as well, which was about the Sherman Brothers. He passed away this weekend. In the official announcement, they have some remarks by Tony Baxter, the creative vice president of Imagineering, and who said that Bruce's talent in fabricating the amazing shows for Epcot's Journey into Imagination stood out so dramatically from all other efforts being done in the early 80s. It was destiny that he would become my instant creative partner in conceiving and producing attractions that continue to delight guests around the world. He was a true Renaissance artist, accomplished in every area of creativity, with the practical know-how to make complex Disney dreams a reality. His talent and friendship will never be replaced. I had the opportunity to actually chat with Bruce Gordon on a couple of occasions and heard him do some presentations as well. And one of the things that always stuck out to me and one of the things that I've seen mentioned over and over again in fan postings is how he was kind of one of us. He himself was a fan. And in the announcement from Disney, they talk about how when he was a young one, he used to build models of Disneyland in his parents' garage and, in fact, smuggled water home from the Jungle Cruise that he kind of, I guess he snuck in a milk carton and he snuck some water home from the Jungle Cruise for one of those models, that type of thing. So, you know, he's just really special in that way because he had that same, you know, he came from that fandom.
Right. And Bruce, as you said, really was one of the fans. And as much as an Imagineer, he was known for being an author and doing other non-Imagineering type projects. And I think that's really exemplified by the people in this press release. There's Tony Baxter, who, you know, famed Imagineer, as we all know. There's Diane Disney Miller, Walt's daughter, who was working with him on the Walt Disney Family Museum. And then there's...
I believe he's actually considered a show producer on that. A lot of his vision was being tapped into by the Disney family for that project. And I think, once again, that harkens back to because he comes to it from the fan, in a way, that fan base,
right,
that, you know, more than just a brand. He had a compassion for Walt Disney, the person, and that playful nature. And that's what Diane Disney Miller talks about in her remarks.
And then the other name is Richard Sherman, who, of course, he worked with on the just absolutely incredible book, Walt's Time. I mean, one of the best books I've ever read. I remember I went to Disneyland one day because I wanted to review it, and they sent me a review copy, and I went to Disneyland one day to just, you know, start reading it, and I just could not put it down. I sat there at Disneyland all day just reading Walt's Time. It's one of my favorite memories, one of my favorite days at Disneyland. It's just done so well. And then in reading the biography that Disney sent out, I didn't realize he was actually working on a film, a documentary with the son of both the Sherman Brothers, He co-produced that, and I mean, I had no idea he was a filmmaker as well. He was working on, apparently he just finished a book on Wally Bogue.
I had heard about that project, but I also was unaware that he was involved in the latest Finding Nemo submarine voyage. They credit him with some of the concepts, okay. The development concepts of Finding Nemo. I know he was involved in Splash Mountain, Tarzan Treehouse, Disneyland's Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
And a lot of Disney fans, or at least NFFC Disney fans, know him because of the Bruce and David show, where they would come to speak at the NFFC conventions, and they were just a riot. I mean, that was the hit of the show. They would bring maybe dirt from an attraction that recently closed. I remember after they took down Swiss Family Treehouse to turn into Tarzan's, they brought leaves from the Swiss Family Treehouse to throw out to the guests.
And they even included a little certificate of authenticity that they signed and they numbered. So you had an individual number for your little leaf.
And it's just hard to believe. I mean, David Mumford died a few years ago. He had it's kind of weird. It was out of nowhere, yet it was a long illness.
Right.
So that was very sad. And now this was really out of nowhere. I mean, as far as we know, this was a sudden thing. And it's just so hard to believe that they're both gone. I mean, these are young people. You know, Bruce Gordon was 56. David Mumford, I don't know how old he was, but he was, I'm sure he was certainly no older than that. And it's so sad. I mean, I've met Bruce once. Not once. I've met Bruce a couple of times. I really talked to him one time at the opening of Winnie the Pooh. And, I mean, what struck me, as Rebecca said earlier, is he comes across as a genuine guy. I mean, you talk to some people, and it's their job. These people are working. You expect them to be, you know, have their PR thing going.
That's, they're on stage.
Exactly, and on that's where stage. They're supposed to be, and I don't begrudge that at all. That's wonderful. But Bruce was not one of those guys. You go up and talk to Bruce, and you feel like you're talking to Bruce.
Definitely.
And that's a memorable thing. He definitely stands out. Of all the Imagineers I've talked to, I know when I talk to Bruce, that really stands in my mind, and it's just, it is sad.
I'll have to dig up your autograph book, and I got an autograph of his for you at an event, Disneyana event, and I remember he personalized it. I can't remember what he wrote to you. I'm going to have to go find and read that again, because I remember at the time it made me chuckle.
Yeah. And I know both he and David signed the copy of Nickel Tour I have, which I appreciate. So another sad day. We're used to hearing about this because so many of the Imagineers are the legendary Imagineers are, you know, up in age, and, you know, obviously stuff happens, and the animators and such.
Over the years, we've lost the nine old men.
There's only one of the nine old men left and such.
But
to hear something like this, someone who I've talked to, who, not a contemporary, but not that far off, and who was just working for the company as a, you know, in the dirt Imagineer 2 years ago, and now has passed away, is really, really shocking.
So our thoughts and good wishes actually go out to, you know, those who worked with him side by side, who knew him far better than we ever did, and also to his family. Know that it's nice in one way we have this legacy of his. I mean, there's so many Disney stories that we probably wouldn't have known had it not been for his efforts to make sure that those, you know, stories got put to paper or were shared at the Disneyana conventions. And that's something that'll continue to live on, and fans will talk about Bruce Gordon for many, many years to come.
So the world of Disney, of course, does go on, and it's our job to talk about it. So let's talk about it, because we've got some breaking news. Soar. What's
dun,
going
dun,
on?
Dun.
Tell us the latest on the Soar fiasco.
We won. Yay!
Sure sounds like it.
Why? What happened?
Well, SunCal announced that they're not going to support their side anymore. They're not going to pay any legal fees or anything like that. So Lucille Kring has decided, well, since they're not going to support it, there's no need for the city council to support it. So in their next city council meeting, there's a proposal to overturn their previous decision to allow residential zoning, which will then make that referendum to overturn their decision moot. So saving the city some money as well. And I don't know if the other initiative, which would sort of codify that no residential zoning could change inside the resort without voter approval, would just continue. But it seems like that is no longer going to be destined for residential use.
Yay. I mean, not yay because, you know, maybe residents need some place to leave, but yay because it makes it easier to build more parks, and that's really what we care about.
Yeah, well, yeah. True. I mean, in the scheme of things, you know, yeah, you want places to live, but they framed that as an affordable housing debate when most of the units weren't affordable housing anyway. So it's not exactly a solution to any big problem.
Cool. But it'll be interesting to see who comes in and wants that property, because I'm assuming those people still want to sell it, and if it's not going to be – and depending on how the rest of the conversation goes, it'll be interesting to see who may want it and how it will affect the value, and if that may affect the value enough that Disney may want it. So who
Disney
knows?
Vacation Club.
Yep.
Just figures.
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
Not that we know anything. We're just saying it's a secret because it's DVC.
If we
don't want people to think
we're
like –
Yeah, if we knew something, we'd have to have some like legal disclaimer.
Oh, I know,
and
timeshare, man. There's all kinds of rules on talking about that. Hence, we don't know what's being built in
the I don't understand. How is it possible for Disney to sell timeshares and yet not give away cheap attraction tickets? I thought that was a rule here in Central Florida that they went hand in hand.
Supply and demand. You know, they used to give away a ticket. If you bought – I mean, not like most of these places where you go on a three-hour tour and you get $20 Disney tickets. But they used to give you – if you signed up for the Disney Vacation Club, you got free admission to the year 2000. And that went away when they realized they didn't need that to sell Disney Vacation Club.
So if you get – tempted by one of the lovely people in a booth while you're at the Magic Kingdom and sign up for a tour, and you've just lost half your day at the Magic Kingdom.
You get fast passes.
Oh, all worthwhile.
You get 4 instant fast passes.
Instant.
Cool. All right, fanboy, we're still on you because thanks for that Soar update, by the way. Magnet brought up some interesting things. Our favorite guy, Magnet, he's quite attractive.
Yeah.
A little bit polarizing.
Oh, very funny.
I like to stay towards his positive side.
It's cool because he had a twin and they could like hug, but they couldn't stand back to back.
Yeah.
Kind of
so
silly.
So is he U-shaped? You know?
He is when he was a referee in football, you know, touchdown.
All right.
Yeah. Magnet, there was some discussion going on about the Pirate Princess party and
I can't wait 13 more days in January, February, and March.
Yar.
And he, I'm mixing up a couple of his posts here because I just want to get to the point that I want to bring to you, but. He says extra magic hours represent – this. It's brought up a discussion about using the parks for things other than daily admission. So he says extra magic hours represent additional operating expenses that are offset at least in part by the price of my park admission, whether or not I stay at a Disney resort. I'm paying for someone else's time in the park. After-hour parties set further restrictions on the time I, as a regular day pass holder, can spend in the park. Pirate and Princess ticket holders can get into the park 3 hours early. Why am I paying for their early entrance? If I'm not paying for it, then why is Disney double-selling the time in the park? I'm also helping to pay the cost of keeping the park open during the party, but instead of getting extra time, I get booted out early in addition to sharing the last 3 hours with people who didn't even pay regular admission. I'm a Disney fan, but I'm going to be ultra suspicious if anything the company does that limits the potential value of my investment in a park ticket. I don't like extra magic hours either. I think they should be stopped immediately. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. By the way, who pays the operating expenses for extra magic hours? Does that come out of the hotel revenue?
Yes.
Well, thank you for the question, Magnet. No. But what are your thoughts in general on?
Well, the extra magic hours and hard ticket events are different. Extra magic hours, I think, are less obtrusive because they schedule the park hours. And then they say, let's tack 3 extra hours onto it, which are paid for by the resort. So it's not like your ticket's going to fund a ride operator to run the experience. But hard ticket events, by their nature, have to close at 7 o'clock, regardless of whether the park would close normally at 7 o'clock or not. Once again, you're not paying for the park to be open that time. That those expenses are incurred by the special event tickets. And special events, unlike the regular day, are very fiscally motivated. And that the regular park has a operating budget large enough where they can kind of do what they want, whereas the dollars and cents of special events is very focused. I mean, they still try and put out a quality product, but they know how much the money they're making. So I would say if you have a problem with the hard ticket events because those actually limit your time, and you do have – suddenly you have a surge of 4 o'clock with event guests that come in. Extra magic hours is really not – it's no inconvenience in that the park would not be open till 1 o'clock in the morning anyway, unless it is. I mean, sometimes the Magic Kingdom is open till 3 a.m. because regular hours would be midnight and they keep it open 3 extra hours.
Isn't there a park that's open till 4 or 5 on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah. 3. I just updated extra magic hours on our site and I noticed one of them was open past 3, as I recall. I mean, it really shocked me.
Oh, man, that'd be fun.
But
Too bad they don't do that for daylight savings time parties.
Was there an EMH on Saturday night, do you know? Did it go till 2?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Very confusing.
Yeah. I don't know if the, can you imagine if you had fast passes, it'd be so confusing. Can I go twice?
Hope that helps you out, Magnet. Be mad about these powers. Except I read in a post that you like the Christmas and the holiday party, Magnet, so I think it's really the quality of the party you're complaining about, not the fact that they have them. So you're being
But even then, the Pirate and Princess party is better than the Halloween party.
Oh, man.
No, what? Did you just say the Pirate and Princess party is better than the Halloween
There's
party?
There's more stuff to do.
That doesn't make it better.
Well, then what does make it better?
The stuff they have is better.
It's
just because
the
they have
stuff.
The extraterrestrial pirates breakdancing does not
stuff.
Mean it's better.
It's the same stuff.
They have a better parade. Advantage.
The only advantage it gets is the parade.
Mm-hmm. It's a big advantage.
That's a
and
big
candy.
Advantage.
And not just like doubloons, like real candy.
What do you mean the doubloons isn't real candy? It's chocolate.
No, like a variety. You don't want to go trick-or-treating and just get doubloons and no beads. Everything they give you is edible, except the peanut butter eyeballs, because I'm allergic to peanut butter.
I think that the Pirate and Princess party should have a variety of candy with the doubloons, mixed in with the doubloons.
Raisins.
No, not raisins.
Well, they did. I mean,
well, I know, but no, not
no,
raisins.
No,
raisins
no, the
stick
first,
in your teeth.
No, the first actually, the first time it was a variety, and then they didn't
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, I know.
But the candy was better the second time, though.
Yeah,
just
totally.
The quality of the candy.
Oh, we always talk about Pirate and Princess parties every mm-hmm. podcast.
Apparently, we really like them because we sure do promote the heck out of them.
I know, I like them.
You know, if you buy tickets before December 15th, you save money on your Pirate and Princess parties for January, February, March. So it might actually make it not. Rip-off.
I wouldn't say it's a rip-off.
Ouch.
Would you, fanboy?
Ouch.
It depends. If you catch the parade, then no. If you catch the parade, yes, it's a rip-off.
Ouch.
So it's a better
wow.
value.
So it reduces your value.
Yes.
The parade reduces the value. Dude, you really are not a fan of that parade, are
that
you?
That is the worst parade ever.
It's not a bad parade.
Yes, it is,
it
by
has,
definition.
See, I think it's a good parade. With,
it just is very
with,
slow.
With non- with lackluster music. That's the word.
See, if it was faster and it
I
had
like the
peppier
parade
music,
itself.
It would be better.
The parade definitely lacks luster.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we've got another question from...
I would like to beat that dead horse.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the other thing the Pirate Halloween Party has.
A horse. Dead horse?
Yes.
What?
The headless horseman.
The horse isn't
the
dead.
The horse
isn't
it? Dead.
It's not,
it like
not, a, it's not it? A headless horse man. It's a headless horseman.
Wait. So you're saying that the headless horseman comes back from the grave and just like goes looking for a horse?
Wouldn't that be a lot easier than finding a dead horse?
Yes.
Well,
no.
Well, see, well, it's one evil looking horse, though. You know, it could be like a ghost horse ish type being. I don't know. I don't know. The story for you.
I always thought it was a spooky horse.
Yeah, it seemed like a spooky
it, like,
horse.
When it gallops, it has like.
Evil
fire
eyes.
And red
you know,
eyes.
It,
and
it can't see. Can it? The horse? Can it see?
The horse can see.
It has a head. you're confused.
Headless horseman can't see.
It's a headless horseman.
Now, I hate to, you know, the whole fourth wall magic thing, but can the headless horseman truly see?
No.
That's,
don't you think that's why they go, get your feet up off the curb! Get your feet up on the curb!
Are you telling me there's a horse galloping all the way through the park? Okay, the horse can see, but the person driving him can't see.
That's what I've always thought because of the sheer paranoia of all the cast that they have like 18 cast members guarding you as the horseman runs down
the street. How
does
the horse know where to go?
He doesn't want to walk through people.
Doesn't he follow? Doesn't don't they? Isn't he trained to kind of just follow
the
people?
They leave, you know, a trail of, you know, candied apples and stuff.
No, I mean, he's, like, trained to gallop down a parade route.
Yeah,
so
I'm assuming.
So the people lining the
yeah.
parade route, in essence, are what he is
then
guided
my
by.
My question is, when they want to do training for this, they have to get a bunch of people in to line the parade route?
Wouldn't surprise me, but I don't know. But it wouldn't surprise me.
Or if it's, like, sparsely attended, they have to find people to put on
That'd
the route
funny.
To make sure he goes the right way?
Who knows?
That
I have no idea.
Is the mystery.
I guess
I'm
we'll
picturing a rainy
horseman.
Day, except I'm guessing he doesn't go on rainy days. But
he couldn't. No, he couldn't go.
I don't think he goes on, like, heavy misting days.
Kind of goes off towards Tomorrowland.
You know, high winds, even.
Meets Stitch on the Astro Orbiter and stuff.
I don't know. We should. I think we know somebody over in the Triple R area, or who knows.
The triple R.
What's triple R?
I'm
That's
sorry.
From Spin and Marty.
Yeah,
what are you going to say is tricircle
D. Tricircle
D. Yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
Sorry, oops.
Yes.
Yeah. But we are like two people removed from somebody who works there, so maybe we can ask them and find out.
And I hear they know Kevin Bacon.
Exactly.
So we're connected. All right, Rebecca, hey, there's a thing on the paper where it says, question Joss Mitchell.
Yeah.
That's a mistake. It's actually Ted down at the bottom. Can you read that?
I am a long-time Disneyland annual pass holder and a former cast member. I would like to visit Walt Disney World in the next couple of years. I would like to know your advice for four attractions that are in California and Florida that I have to go on, and on the flip side, that I probably should not bother with. Okay.
All right. I've taken the liberty of creating a list here, which is
missing
some.
Oh, good, I started to do that, too.
Okay. Between us, hopefully we got it.
Yeah. Well, I was just at Magic Kingdom.
Let's see if we can build some consensus here, because my guess is we all agree on all of these.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't require a lot of discussion.
Yeah,
so.
Whatever.
In your dreams.
Sure.
Star Tours. You got to do both.
What?
It's a whole different queue. It's got indoor.
No.
Okay, look at the exterior queue and then move on if you like.
Is it that? It's not that different internally.
No, it's not.
It's almost a carbon copy.
All right, you're right. You got to see the external part of the queue.
Right.
But that's hard to miss when you're walking too, you know.
All right. The Main Street choo-choo.
Well, that's different because the park is different.
Yeah.
If you like choo-choos, then yes.
Yeah, and I highly recommend the Tomorrowland station here at Walt Disney World. It's by far the most elegant station.
He's going to be on the train for the rest of his life waiting for the Tomorrowland station. Oh, and just so that you don't get totally disillusioned and disappointed, there's no Primeval World on the Magic Kingdom.
But there is a Primeval World, which is at Animal Kingdom.
Yes, there is.
What's the great thing you told me about?
Instead of having a Primeval World diorama, they have Primeval World and Dinorama.
That's the most clever thing I've ever heard come out of WDI.
I didn't like that attraction until I heard that. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's kind of cute.
And there's actually lots of... Never mind.
I've never been on that.
Primeval World?
Yeah.
It's fun.
They call it that for a reason.
If you don't mind, you know, spinning and spinning and spinning.
Yeah, that kind of scares me.
Yeah.
Splash Mountain. I say you definitely have to ride that at Disney World
because
it's superior.
And you got the hopping...
water.
And rabbit.
But the water is more impressive.
Yeah, I like Splash here.
BTM?
I'd say, here.
Yeah, I mean, if you like that kind of stuff,
They're both generally the same, but here we have, you know, the sunken town and stuff.
The big reason
there's that town
exactly.
You go through with the wobbling. I'm here wobbling as if the people can see me.
I'm watching my wife
and you go into Davy Jones' mind.
Oh, that's a good one. Tom Sawyer Island. I guess it's a lot different now.
Yeah. If you like Tom Sawyer's Island.
You don't know. You've never been there. I tried to get you to go there the other day.
Nope. We'll go.
You're like, oh, it's too crowded.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Pass.
Yeah.
That's definite pass.
Yeah, I'd say pass on both and really save some time.
If you're a passionate fan, obviously you have to. But if you,
right.
But if you kind of like it, it's not different enough to where I think you have to do it.
I think, though, that you know some of the like the movie-related stuff is probably implemented better. But
yes.
It's not that much of a difference to the point where everything else is not as good, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Phantom Manor.
That's in Paris. That
Haunted
would be
Mansion,
a long
and yes,
ride.
You must
do both?
I'd say you must do Haunted
Even now, because you just went to did you ride it in Disneyland?
It was holiday at the time. So
it was a lot different.
Yeah,
a lot different. A lot different, good point.
Haunted Mansion is so different here to me.
Uh-huh.
It's so different, but yet it's the same in some ways, so it's weird.
Because in California, the elevator goes... down,
no, that's not
and
why.
In Florida, the elevator goes up.
No,
the elevator doesn't go up. The ceiling goes up. It's not an elevator.
The elevator
it's
goes
like
absolutely nowhere.
Like a hydrolator?
Yep.
Actual working elevator anywhere?
But that's not the point of the room, is it? Is it the point of the room that you're supposed to be going down? Or is it just that they did that so they can make it really big?
In California?
Yeah.
They made it so that you could get underneath the train tracks and get into the show building.
No, but I mean, like, in the concept of the story, is the stretching room supposed to be going down, or is it just...
No, it's actually stretching.
It's actually stretching. Or...
or stretching upwards, or stretching...
both ways.
Okay, both ways.
That's a good question.
I don't know, I mean...
There's
a logical reason that they built it as an elevator, but whether or not, you know...
I always thought we were standing still, and the room
was
supposed
was
to be stretching
up.
Yeah. Otherwise, how do we get out the other door?
Right.
There's no doors.
I thought
There's
that
no windows
until
and no doors,
I used to think that until I started to have to go back that other way because I can't go up the speed ramp, and at the exit there.
Yeah.
And so I had to exit by staying on the dune buggy, riding through the tunnel of emptiness,
yeah.
unless somebody I knew was working and they'd poke their head out and scare the daylights out of me. And then you reappear where the spider web and everybody's loading and people look at you like you're crazy because you're still on your doom buggy at the entrance.
She's come back from the dead.
And then you'd get off and walk along the queue and back into the stretch room and see everything backwards. And that was very weird.
They don't call it the stretch room at that point.
It's weird.
They call it the squish room.
ADA room.
It reminds me of whenever I was in there, I think of Star Wars and the bracing the walls and then the trash compactor.
Oh no, they're dying.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what every time we were in there, when the ceiling comes towards me as I'm in my little wheelchair, the ceiling, I'm like, ah! It was kind of creepy.
All right, so Haunted Mansion, we say you got to do both.
Yeah, I say so.
Jungle Cruise.
Pass, yeah.
See, I disagree.
See, I have to be with Juby on this one.
I remember coming to Disney World and going on the Jungle Cruise, and the tunnel part is just so amazing. You have to do it.
It's just different.
But Disneyland
different.
Is different now, too. Like, it's got the piranhas and the
I've been
stuff,
since
too.
Yeah, that's why you have to do both. They're different.
I guess.
I think they're different enough.
Mark Twain.
tells you the history of America, and over in California, you ride them.
What do they call it here? The Admiral Lily Bell or something?
It's the Liberty Bell.
Liberty Square River Boat, right?
Yeah, it's the official
name.
And
the name of the
boat's
the Liberty Bell.
Okay. And
Bell with an E at the end, like a Southern Bell.
And if you can find... the scenery's all different, somewhat different.
Yeah, but they don't tell a story like they do on
they
the other
tell
one,
a story
do they?
On this one?
Does it have narration?
I never done it.
It has narration, but I don't know if it tells a story.
Mach 1.
Yeah,
no,
it doesn't
don't
have
do that.
Deep 1.
Yeah, it doesn't have that.
Oh, no.
Ocean
Mach Twain.
Crazy people. You're all insane.
I got more. Toontown.
Toontown Pass. Wow.
What,
just see, like,
here?
See it?
Barnstormer is pretty much the same as...
Barnstormer's better than Ghost Coaster.
You have to just go in and look at it and laugh at it, and then you leave. Because it's just so small. It's, like,
it's very
odd.
If you're into do-it-yourself stuff, it's great to see what you can do with some big tents.
It's
my
just
favorite
so,
tents is
so,
fast.
It's so odd.
Main Street Vehicles?
California's got that. Hands down.
Why?
Because they're people like tell stories as you're going up. They point out things. Here it's more of a
transportation.
Castle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Soarin'.
Flying.
Wait. You're leaving the Magic Kingdom already?
We're missing one.
Okay, I'm
the
sorry.
Tiki Room.
Back up.
What about the Tiki Room?
You're right.
There's a few more, yeah. The Tiki Room is so different here.
You have to do the Tiki Room because it's so different.
Now, if you're absolutely in love with the California Tiki Room,
you'll be
realize
get a monorail and go to the Contemporary and have a stiff drink.
Yeah, it's a very different experience than California.
Okay,
and then you have several. You have the Fantasyland rides.
Oh, okay. Just say Fantasyland.
So, like, it's a small world, Peter Pan, and Snow, and Pooh.
All right, small world, no need.
Peter Pan, you do it.
Nah, Peter Pan's better in California.
But
oh, see, that's really funny.
Do,
I think that I like Peter Pan better here.
I like the loading in California better.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
There's something about getting on your own ship as opposed to just stepping on a bunch of conveyor belt of ships that makes it feel more real.
Let's see.
Because that's why I go to Fantasyland for the realism.
Oh, I got his name.
It's Snow White's Scary Adventures.
It's different, but I don't know if it's enough.
It's not, and I don't think it's different enough.
Winnie the Pooh, yeah.
This one has an ending, right?
Sort of.
No,
yeah,
it doesn't.
Kind of.
They live happily ever after. Witch dies, they live happily ever after.
Yeah,
there's a little
anteroom. There's a little room there with dopey waving.
But it's still just as humorous. They live happily ever after.
What was the last one you said?
Pooh. I like Pooh better here than
Because it's different. It's very different.
Here it tells, it kind of weaves you through the, it's almost like stepping into Pooh storybooks and going from book to book to
right.
story to story.
And,
whereas
and
in California, they did it on a seasonal
right.
basis.
Yeah.
So
and also it's
a
lot more
weave.
Trippy in California too. Because like here it's not as like dark lit, bright colors as in California.
I like this one because it has the GPS where they kind of leave the track. And
okay, that would be Tokyo.
That would be Tokyo.
What about Alice?
Nice try, though.
That's a tough one. I think California is a little better because they have one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dumbo.
Thank you. No, see, I don't think we need to talk about.
Dumbo teacups. Teacups are better here because they're covered.
No, that doesn't make them better.
But they got the cool lighting in California.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
And the Matterhorn's right there.
Whoa. They don't have the teacup music here?
No.
Not the same one.
That's why Fantasyland feels better in California. As you're walking through, that just permeates. That's awesome.
Yep.
And then as you're going on the other side.
And then when the parade comes by, you're like in the front row.
You guys have just made me nostalgic for Disneyland. I don't think that's ever happened before. That's amazing.
Oh, we're going in a few weeks. Okay, and then Space Mountain.
You have to do it.
You have to do both.
Here.
Yeah.
And you have to do both, both.
Oh, that's right.
No,
it's
you don't
like
have to do
totally
both.
Here.
You have to do one side.
Wait. Oh, they have two sides here. Are they that different?
I think they're exactly the same, except they're
flipped. They're not.
They're not exactly the same.
But they're very close. It's not the difference between Matterhorn, I don't think.
Oh, that's a good one, Matterhorn.
And then lastly, the last one I thought of was Buzz Lightyear.
California.
They're
far
both
superior.
Most the same. What?
California is far superior.
Wow, I've never been.
You get to take out the gun. You got the cool little room at the end where your Buzz is shooting.
Little
dirt.
Room is right. That's like it looks like they gutted a building and they put in a ride. Oh wait, that's what they did.
All right, we're not asking which one's better. We just want to know, is it worth doing both?
Generally the same.
If you're familiar enough with Buzz Lightyear, if it's not your favorite ride, I wouldn't bother.
It's different, but not different enough where, like, if you're not.
I mean, we're talking
so
about somebody who's apparently, like, limited with time, the kind of the way the question was.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to add one more, just going back into Yesterland. Skyway.
Aww.
You can make the right turn in Florida, but you got to go through the Swiss Mountain in California.
Yeah.
I think going through the mountain, you know, gives it extra points.
But they're different enough to do both.
See, Skyway is better in California because you also go over Storybook Land, KCG.
Wow, everything looks so small.
But here you get, was it a right turn here or a left turn?
Right turn. From, I mean.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
Oh, yeah, I stepped into that one. Okay, and then.
From DCA? So no, one more.
Here?
Autopia.
Oh, if you've done California.
Pass, yeah. It's tough to be a bug.
My favorite is when they only run one track at Indy Speedway, so you're racing against nobody.
Woohoo!
Do you win? Does the announcement change to...
Yeah, right.
So we should go to Epcot.
Epcot
has...
DCA. Okay, so it's tough to be a bug.
So we're going to go to DCA.
It's tough to be a bug. Is a DCA, and I think DCA is better than DCA, except
the
queue is different.
But is it worth doing both? And yes,
no.
It is. Because
no.
You
get to
go
on
the tree of life.
But
you could walk around the tree of life anyway.
But you get to go inside the tree. No, then
it looks the
same.
You're
right.
It looks the same.
You're right.
So as long as you go ahead and explore the tree of life queue, the attraction is not so different that you need to do it.
It's pretty much the same.
True dat.
Okay, what's next?
The audience is pretty much the same.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
So the theater is cooler looking here.
Yeah, but not
but
enough.
That's not
and
enough
now,
to
when,
do
when he lifts you up and shows you into the camera in Florida, the theater is actually shaped to the theater, as opposed to California, where it looks completely different.
That's very funny.
Wait, whoa! That's not a real live shot. Soren,
fly.
You have to do it here, I think, because
here you have Fast Pass, and so it doesn't really matter. It's gonna eat up what 7 minutes of your time. You're okay.
Well, see, I mean, it's just about
know.
The queue again, because the ride is exactly the same.
I don't think the queue is so different.
No, it's not.
Well, the queue is different, but whether or not you want to look, you could look at it and then.
But you might not be. I mean, if you have to fast pass Test Track or Soarin', fast pass Test Track.
Right. Over
very
Soarin'.
True.
And if you don't have fast pass, you're never getting on Soarin'. I don't care if there's three people in line in front of you.
Oh,
you're
dude,
never
that
lag
goes nowhere. Yeah, don't look. Don't go by the line.
That's
go by what they tell you. If they tell you it's 40 minutes and you look at the line and you think it's not 40 minutes, you're wrong. It is. I guarantee you. Because the line doesn't move.
At Epcot, it seemed to be on a commercial airline. And so,
dude, it seemed to being in the security line at Dulles. That was the slowest moving line.
Tawa Aterra.
Definitely have to do that.
Oh, not here or there. Do you do both?
Yes, you definitely have to do it. I don't care how many times you've been on it at DCA. When you come here, you have to do it.
Have to do it.
What about Fantasmic?
Oh.
Yeah, it's very different. I mean, if you're assuming you're a Fantasmic fan, and pretty much everyone is.
except Greg Maletic.
Yeah, Greg. Defend yourself again, Greg.
What's up
but
with that?
You've got to do both because it's definitely different enough to where you'll want to see it.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
Have a nice vacation.
Is there anything else that we haven't touched on?
Let's see.
Parking structure?
Oh, I know. Epcot. Nemo and Friends.
That's different.
That's not the
it's
same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, fine.
That's a pretty different ride. You're out of practice.
What about, you know, 20,000 leagues to, you know, Nemo Submarine Voyage?
Yes. Yes. Captain.
I.
What would you do with a drunken sailor?
What would I do with a drunken sailor? I'd shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor.
Is that really or
lie in the morning.
Is that really how these lyrics go?
Or
oh, yeah.
You can put him in a longboat till he's sober.
That's kind of gross.
Put him in a longboat.
Put anyway, it's your turn.
Okay.
Till he's sober. Or lie in the morning.
All right. Last week's question was, on Rock and Roller Coaster, this pre-show, you know, who is the one to get the black Les Paul? Anybody in here know the answer?
Chris.
Chris.
Which can be spelled C-H or K, depending on the gender of the person getting.
Exactly. So this week's
girls
winner...
Girls and boys can both spell the names C-H-R-I-S.
Would be... So D.L. Theo was the winner. Congratulations. And,
So I think that means there won't be a sweep in the tallies.
There will not be a sweep in the tallies because, let's see... What's our total right now? We have Pirate Princess at 1 and D.L. Theo at 2.
At 2?
At 1, because that's 2 teams. Okay, we have 2, you know, 2 points between, you know, we have 2 winners.
Okay, 1 and 1A.
1 and 1. So right now it's tied. At, you know.
Wow, so next week it's like the Colts and Patriots game. Who will continue and go undefeated?
It could be someone totally different. It could be Nath Walter.
Exactly. True. It could be John Smith from Tallahassee, Florida.
Could be Magnet. Could be Schnebs. Could be Mrs. D.L. Theo.
Very true.
It could be you. Dun, dun, dun.
And I hear you actually have a question for us this week.
Yes.
Wow.
Believe it or not, there is a question for the panel.
Yay!
So hands on the non-existent buzzers.
Okay.
All right. Give me the connection between Splash Mountain and Star Tours.
Ding.
Me.
All right, Doobie.
Well, many of the characters in Splash Mountain were taken from America Sings, and one of the characters in Star Tours was also taken from America Sings, and that would be Rex in the queue, and you can tell because he's got goose feet.
No, and wrong. Ding. Ding.
Wrong.
Ding.
Wrong.
Rex.
Ding.
All right, fanboy.
Okay, he
no,
is
it's
correct.
Not Rex,
hang
but.
On. There are two characters from America Sings.
I'm close
they
enough.
Are the two G2 droids that are in the queue.
You were close,
I'm
but
close
then
enough.
You went off track.
Oh, okay,
there.
Whoa. I want credit.
No, you went off. You went off.
Just because I said Rex.
Yeah.
I said in the queue even.
Yeah.
But even to get
Rex
the right
is,
number.
Rex
we didn't
is
know
not,
there were two of them.
Rex is not even in the queue.
The true connection is America Sings, and I said that.
That's true.
That is true. But yet,
I feel
yeah.
like Doug.
So I mean,
and was he right or wrong?
He was. Not
so
I think
so
was
I
right.
I think you know what. In this case, I think both of you should you know, because he knew the full you know
tie
the full part. Whereas well, you tried to be all Mr. Sparty Pants and you
but,
completely went off.
But there is only one medallion. How can we decide which one of us gets to
the
make
medallion?
It?
Does not exist anymore. It's been melted down. It's been melted.
No,
down.
No! Give it all to me.
No, that's why I did, and I never came
hey,
back.
Hey, you know, the other day, reading that wonderful source of truth, Wikipedia, I read that...
Everything that's suit to print.
I read that Oogie Boogie is actually...
Big Al.
Big Al.
It was built from Big Al. Wasn't,
yeah.
like, actual, you know...
Oh, you mean
thing
in
that
the ride.
In.
Like, they repurposed that AA.
Okay.
And now he's
Oogie
Boogie.
Boogie.
Touch me in the movie.
No,
was
no. No. In the Haunted Mansion holiday.
That's cool.
I don't
blood
know if it's true.
Blood on the saddle. Blood all around.
Okay, what's next? Is it time for popcorn and churros?
Big.
Okay, popcorn or churros.
Yeah,
right?
That means he was in two holiday overlays.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Rebecca is trying to move us along. I don't know why, because we're singing, and that is the favorite, the best part of the show.
Uh-huh.
Popcorn. Oh, we have a theme song for this?
This
is my favorite part of the show. This is my favorite part of the show. Popcorn or churro? Okay.
That's pretty much Doobie's theme song. Wah, wah.
It's on.
Yay, it's time for Popcorn or Churros. I missed this last week, so I get to ask one. And then we have so many from the readers, we're going to just take them from the readers, right?
You got it, baby.
Right, and maybe you'll do better than me, considering I think I asked a duplicate question last week. Nobody noticed, but just for the record.
We've only done about 100 times as many off the air as on. It's kind of hard to keep them all straight.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hopefully we haven't done this one.
All right.
And my question is, Trixie or Teddy Bear?
Which one's Trixie?
The fat one.
Tears will be the chaser for
all
your
all of them
wine.
Are the fat one. They're bears.
A.K.A. the fat one.
Trixie.
The teddy bear, definitely. Swinging and singing.
Teddy bear, because she's on a swing. And she reminds me of Yogi Berra, who had all those brilliant quotes. Because Yogi Berra is also the name of a bear, as addition to a baseball player.
And that's why the trams are red.
Trixie.
Okay. Let's get to some readers. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Well, that just sounds atrocious.
You're so precocious.
Say it loud enough.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, now it sounds precocious.
Say it backwards.
That would be going a bit too far.
Indubitably.
The cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay.
Okay, so what's next?
She sends in a great one to start with. High School Musical, 1 or 2?
2, because I didn't make it through the first one.
1.
Uno.
The one that started it all. And she says 2, by the way.
What team?
Wildcats.
Thank you.
We are?
Marshall.
Very good.
Aye, aye, aye.
You got
jacked
up.
Okay.
Brilliant.
What?
Brilliant.
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 It should be a law. Okay. Matterhorn or Expedition Everest?
Matterhorn. It's tough, though, because they're very different from each other, you know.
Expedition Everest.
Why?
Wait. We're not supposed to say why.
You're right. Popcorn or Churros.
Wow. That's hard.
Apples and oranges.
I'll say Matterhorn.
Easily Matterhorn. There's not really a question there.
Really?
Well, yeah. It's been, you know, it is the first tubular steel roller coaster.
Oh,
it is the first
it.
Coaster to have more than one car on the track at the same time.
But Everest has a Yeti, and he has the thrust of a 747.
But you know, Matterhorn also has the big water splash, not to mention the lap sitting.
And have you heard what's gotten into it?
But the Everest says that bird.
The bird, yeah.
Yeah, that's a selling point.
It goes
point.
Forwards and backwards.
Yeah, the Matterhorn
and it has
do
three
that.
Separate structures, one for the mountain,
okay,
one for the coaster.
Okay, on to the next one. It's Popcorn or Churros.
Cinderella Bration or Dream Along with Mickey?
Oh, dude. Dream Along with Mickey.
Dream Along with Mickey.
I believe that one's unanimous, and which is sad because that's not that good a show.
I like Dream Along with Mickey.
That's cute.
Dream Along with Mickey's strongest asset is that it came right after Cinderella Bration.
Alert, alert, alert. We have a popcorn, churro, or turkey leg. Collecting pins, collecting cups, or collecting fast passes. I don't know what they have in common. I just read what I...
Wait. What? One more time.
Collecting pins.
Pins.
Collecting cups.
Cups.
Or collecting fast passes.
Cups, because fast passes get nasty after a long time. And pins is just, you know, everybody else is doing it. So, you know, cups is more unique.
Fast passes get you on attractions.
Not if you collect them.
Yeah, not if you collect them.
I've seen people when they open up their wallet and they have like wads of fast passes and they try and pass them off like months after they're valid.
eBay.
Dude, I don't know.
Buy victoriously.
I don't collect any of those.
Oh, okay. How many pins do we have?
But it's not because I collected them. It's because they accumulated. They're in a box to be sold. That's why they're in a box, but I haven't sold them yet.
So you hear it first. Sign up on two. No,
I'm going to go out on a limb and say collecting cups because they seem pretty cheap.
Yeah, see, I collect popcorn buckets.
That's like a cup.
Yeah, it's like an oversized cup.
And by the way, Super Cala, et cetera, wanted to make a point of saying churro in a heartbeat.
Wow.
So how do you pronounce this next one, Rebecca? I made sure I typed it right.
Where? Redhead in Virginia.
Yeah.
You're good at those license plates, aren't you?
Except sometimes. They added an A. Was Redhead in Virginia already taken on laughingplace.com, so that would be Redhead in Virginia?
Well, maybe they like to read, so maybe they're like Redhead. A librarian.
Okay, I made sure I got the last part right. I may not have gotten the first part.
They read something.
We want the Redhead. We want the Redhead.
No, see, maybe they already read something, so they would be the Redhead.
Because those pirates like women because of their minds.
Well, you know, it makes up for their lack of minds.
Well, we know we really like the pirates like them for their geese, their food.
Yes.
And their chickens.
Yes.
Turtle Talk or Monsters Incorporated Laugh Floor Comedy Club?
Turtle Talk.
Turtle Talk.
Laugh Floor.
No.
I'm sorry.
Out of the club.
I'm sorry.
You're taking another week off.
Over the past few weeks, it's past Turtle Talk.
Grown on you like a fungus. Yeah,
Turtle Talk. Pretty much. You said Turtle Talk? I'm the only Laugh Floor here?
Yes.
Apparently,
I know funny.
Have we seen that show go perfectly yet? We had Buddy Boyle open a box where it was over there. Roz's mouth didn't move.
Why does Roz like sometimes work and sometimes not, being that it's all pre-recorded already?
Well, computers have hiccups.
No, but I mean, wait, why isn't it just like a movie clip rather than like a
My DVD player skips sometimes.
No, but wait, did you say that it skipped or that the mouth wasn't moving?
No, I played DVDs where it was out of sync, actually. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Okay, Godzilla was not out of sync.
All right. Festival of the Lion King or Finding Nemo the Muhiko?
Oh, get it? Because they're muses, so it's music. Oh, wait, never mind. Wrong one.
But what's your answer?
Wait, it was Festival of the Lion King and Nemo?
Yeah.
Oh, Festival of the Lion King.
Oh.
It's a tough one.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to go Festival of the Lion King. Tumble Monkeys.
I'll even raise the stakes. What about the Jungle Book musical to the Nemo musical?
Well, let's finish this one first. Wow. Finding Nemo or the Lion King? Oh, wow. I think I'll have to go with the Lion King. I know.
Three Lion Kings here?
Uh-huh.
Nemo, you guys are all waterous.
That's the way it is.
Really? See, I thought at least you two, Fanboy and Rebecca, were big fans of the Nemo show.
I am.
And I know back in the day, at least, you weren't a big fan of the Lion King show.
I wasn't.
So what happened?
It's gotten better to me.
It hasn't changed.
And Nemo has not gotten better for me, so.
All right. Yeah, I'm wrong.
Okay, that's fine.
Spirit of Aloha or Yahoo.
Hoop-dee-doo.
Definitely. I was never so disappointed and disillusioned as I was when we went to the Spirit of Aloha show. But yeah. I want to give it one more try before I totally write it off as something I don't need to do again.
Ever.
I really didn't like it. It's so disappointing. Can we go on to chili fries?
Chili fries with a food theme here.
Which
you want to read them, Rebecca?
I'm so hungry.
Is it related to chili fries?
None of them are, actually.
Okay.
Because I'd bake chili fries.
Do you want Mickey pancakes or Mickey waffles?
Mickey waffles.
Waffles, I think.
Waffles. I like the way the syrup kind of builds up in the little squares.
Yeah, the little squares, yeah.
Yeah, waffles. Me too.
It's like Mickey's oozing bile or something.
Ew.
No, it's not. Nothing like that at all.
That's not appetizing anymore.
A factory sample of Bodine sourdough bread or a Mission tortilla?
Ooh, excellent question.
Corn or flour?
Ooh, not an option here. So whichever one you prefer.
In order. Flour tortilla, bread, corn tortilla.
I'm with Doobie on that.
Sourdough, flour tortilla, corn tortilla.
I'm with Captain on that.
You have flour over corn?
Yeah.
I thought you were a corn lady.
I am at home. I don't like the ones you buy in the store flour. I like fresh flour better than the fresh corn.
Make sure to bring you some fresh flour.
Thanks. Okay. That'd be nice, actually. Fresh flowers, that'd be wonderful.
Really?
Yeah. I'm all for that.
Moving on.
Dole Whip or Goofy Bar? What's a Goofy Bar?
think that's like an It's a Kadoozie.
A Goofy Bar?
Okay. A Dole Whip? So Goofy Bar's an It's a Kadoozie kind of thing?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
We don't even know what a Goofy Bar is.
So for purposes of discussion, it's an It's a Kadoozie.
Which is the multicolored.
Yeah, I know what an It's a Kadoozie is.
It's like a big stick.
It's all spirally and colorful.
Yeah, like a spiral big stick. Anyway, I'm going to go with Dole Whip. Popsicles are the most boring food ever.
Dole Whip.
Dole Whip, although they're not as good as the Bengal Freeze.
Wait. But that's like not the same thing, though.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Hand-dipped corn dog or a pretzel with cheese.
I believe that's pronounced diped, actually.
No, that's only when they misspell it in the window of the Gibson Girl.
I'm a vegetarian. I'm going to go with the pretzel with cheese. However,
hey, can I substitute
something?
Hand-dipped, not corn dog, but since you're vegetarian, those cheese things
from
the castle over at DCA.
Corn dog castle, there is no question. Give me the cheese on a stick any day.
Yeah, you'd love those stupid things.
Is that staying, Corn Dog Castle?
I hope so.
I didn't even know it was still there. I figured when we went back, it wouldn't be there anymore.
Corn dogs are awesome. I'm a corn dog.
So you're a corn dog dude?
I'm going with corn dogs.
What's that last one say?
Wayne, I'm not sure about the corn dog or the pretzel.
Sorry.
I think I'm going to go corn dog as well. A little pretzel. I just don't like the cheese.
I'm a corn dog.
I thought it. I just didn't say it.
That's really disturbing. Okay, and lastly, apple or pear?
Pear.
Really? okay. Apple? I don't know.
Pear.
What is the relevance to this?
Oh, pear. That's like been the big discussion for the past few weeks.
Okay. Apple, I guess.
I like pear.
Pear, because you get two.
Yeah, that's my thought.
Oh, dude, pear. Okay, and then our last bunch comes from Submarine Maniac.
She's a maniac on submarines.
Okay. Disneyland parking structure or the old Disneyland parking lot?
It kind of depends on where you had to park. If you're in Winnie the Blinkin' Pooh, then... But on average, definitely the old parking lot.
I'm a big fan of Mickey and Friends.
Really?
I love Mickey and Friends.
What? You can't even walk to your... Oh, you can.
He always walked. He never rode the tram with us, remember?
But it's not the location as much to me. It's just that being inside the world's largest parking structure, you get the feeling like Disney's taking over the world, and I appreciate that. Especially since Disney didn't need to pay for it. So the city of Anaheim was nice enough to do that.
Remember Timber Galen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Captain.
He's working for Sun
Counter. I don't know. See, because... If Mickey and Friends had weirder characters, because, you know, Mickey and Friends are so overrated, you know, I'd want to park, you know, in the King Louie parking structure.
You know, Greg Miletic.
You know, it didn't all start with King Louie.
Okay. You guys ready for the next one?
Wait, by the way,
I'm sorry. I picked the parking lot for the reason that the captain mentioned. It was more fun to park in King Louie and Flower and Eeyore than Daisy and Mickey and who cares?
Considering like Daisy isn't like part of the Fab Five, even though it should be like the Fab Six.
I'm sorry, they should have only built a 5-story parking structure.
No, it's just fun. It's
a 7-story parking structure
anymore.
They should have named it Stitch.
But the thing that gets me
in 2001.
Is how
they reuse
numbers. It's like here you park in Happy, it's like one set of numbers, and then Sleepy is a different set of numbers. But there it was like Daisy 1-5, Mickey 1-5. So you had to remember so much information. Okay.
So they give you those little parking slips that everyone left in their car.
Exactly. Okay. Next, Electrical Light Parade or
Electrical Light Parade.
Make sure Electrical Parade is what these weird Florida people call it. I don't know why.
Light Parade.
It's like they decided. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Wasn't there like some, you know, announcements? It's like Main Street Electrical Light Parade. You know, one of those sort of weird things.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Oh, that's lovely.
Disneyland.
I spectacle for a badge of nighttime dreams and imagination.
Boy,
thousands of sparkling lights and electro-serenetic musical sounds. The Main Street Electrical Parade.
That's disturbing.
And
everybody would go off tempo.
And then the Cinderella would come down the front.
It was the bait. Who's that? Is that Cinderella? Is that Sleeping Beauty? Oh, the Blue Fairy. No, it's not.
Why is she so big?
Well, especially at the Magic Kingdom where the music starts, a good 10 minutes before the parade gets there. Everyone's like, how long are we going to have to keep Crappy?
My favorite part is Alice comes down and everyone yells, move your leg.
Oh, Only you crazy people. Oh, that was one of the best stories I ever got told.
Oh, my. Anyway, I probably should answer. Spectromagic.
Oh, dude. You need help.
Main Street and Spectrum and Main
Street. Maybe one of our listeners is a psychiatrist.
See, I don't know, because, like, it's different.
Well, they are different.
Hey, that's why we can compare them.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of which one wins over, because the music and stuff is more fun than Logical Parade.
Music,
but yet, like, the floats are more technological, sort of, special magic. You know, so it's sort of a trade-off. I think Main Street wins in the end.
I'm going for Main Street Electrical Parade.
But barely. On the skin of its
feet. Just because it doesn't have Spectrum in.
You know they're face characters now.
Yeah, that doesn't make it any less creepy.
Yeah, it does. A little bit less.
Yeah, creepy. It does.
Okay. Like, yeah, but that's like that's like comparing Freddy 3 to Freddy 4.
Have you seen Freddy 4? It's not very good.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's less scary, but still scary.
Rebecca?
The Electrical Parade, please.
Yeah, I'm going to change my vote.
Not even a contest.
Spectro is very enjoyable, and today I'd rather see Spectro, but there's no question that the legend of the LP is.
You know, I really want to know, like, the Spectro Man. It's like, what are the weird, like, they're riding around on weird ball things. What does this mean?
The end of the world.
Probably does.
Next is the Grand Californian or Disneyland Hotel.
Grand
California.
Let me think.
I don't think anybody here is going to say Disneyland Hotel, are they?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Stupid Jack, rather.
Disneyland or Magic Kingdom?
Magic Kingdom.
Disneyland.
It's 50-50 for me. I'm serious. There's no way to pick.
Yeah, there is.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, it's easy. Disneyland.
Okay, fine. The castle's bigger, so I'm going to pick Magic Kingdom.
Good answer.
Good answer. Good answer.
Three.
He's apparently playing Family
Feud. I want to play Fast Money. And
Turkey.
If you always go with three, you're good.
Turkey.
Oh, see, you can't just drop that and not explain.
That's what we do on this show.
No, you got to explain that one.
Someone post why did you mention O.J. Simpson on the podcast boards and we'll answer.
Okay, fine. Remember?
But now I feel like I should be kissed by Richard Dawson.
Okay.
Ew, no, he didn't kiss the guy, cowboy.
Okay, I'm sorry. I feel like I should be missing.
Remember or believe in holiday magic?
Okay. Mm. That may be the toughest one we've ever had. So I'm going to defer to Fanboy, and I'll think about it.
I'm going to go with Remember Dreams Come True. I Believe in Holiday Magic, but it's not. Just because it's seasonal, it loses some points.
Remember, I guess.
Why don't you go while I still think?
We all know you need a while to think.
It's only
like
an hour
Winnie
show.
The Pooh over here. Think, think, think. Go to your thoughtful spot, DB. Believe in Holiday Magic was more kind of trend-setting. I mean, not trend-setting, but more...
Earth-shattering?
Yeah. It was more impressive to me, the beauty. The fact that fireworks were beautiful as opposed to powerful and...
But is this just Holiday Magic or just Believe? Because if I were to say remember to believe, I'd pick believe. Just because the difference between fantasy and the sky and believe is
no,
ridiculous.
No, but believe for me, believe in holiday magic even went another step beyond where
okay.
Believe went. I mean, it went to the point where you could play Silent Night and right in it.
And
it
blew up stuff.
Yeah. And
no,
then,
but it's
Silent Night. Holy Night.
You're confusing it with Peace on Earth and Illumination.
Yeah, it wasn't quite like that. So I'll have to go with Believe.
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, Remember, it's absolutely spectacular.
Unbelievable.
But Believe in Holiday just creates such a mood. It's so emotional. It may never be topped. It's truly special.
It doesn't have wishes in it.
No.
And that's another plus.
That's another plus.
Small World.
Plus it has the great, perhaps the best Disney celebration song of all time. Do you remember?
The way it used to be.
Okay, next is It's Small World Regular, which I'm guessing means non-holiday edition.
Oh, I thought when the dolls had their 501 bars.
I thought we were all bread people. I didn't think we were 501 bars. Okay, Small World or Holiday Small World?
Holiday, because Small World's kind of bad.
What? You don't like UNICEF, do you? You want... children to starve.
If it gets rid of that ride, yeah.
True.
No.
Wow.
I so you were all like, whoa! And then we were like, whoa! And then you were like, whoa!
I just prefer the holiday version of the attraction.
Thank you.
I like the holiday version, but you can't. I mean, it's
you can't top pigs with pigs.
Well, no, it's just. It's not fair to say, like, I like the overlay better. It's because you can't run Small World Holiday year-round, and it's not that much better or different to overcome Small World. I like Small – I go on Small World Holiday. I enjoy it, but I can't pick it over Small World.
I think Small World Holiday wins just because the lights out front and not the actual attraction.
That is – oh, you know what? You have a good point there.
What about all the rest of the stuff you just said?
But the lights bring it up because you kind of – you lose points. You deduct. You take the strength of schedule and
carry the wall. Put it through the BCS computer.
Yeah, exactly.
RPI.
How about this? In the AP poll, Small World. In the coaches poll, Small World Holiday.
It doesn't really matter because they're going to meet on the field on January 3rd and settle it.
Actually, isn't it like January 7th when they like...
Rebecca.
I have to say holiday because of the time we got stuck in there for 27 minutes or however long that
was. Can you imagine if that was the regular version of the attraction? We may be dead right now. Being stuck in there for
because somebody on our boat would have killed us.
They didn't turn it off.
No, oh no, they didn't. Nor did they let us exit the attraction.
So we'd be dead.
Yeah,
that song will kill you after 25 minutes of exposure.
Kind of like it. Kind of reminds me of those stories with the people stuck on the tarmac in an airplane.
Yeah, except it was okay like to go to the bathroom on Small World.
Ew.
Well, that wasn't okay.
Gross.
I'm never getting the money at the bottom of the flume again.
And our final P or C OTD is.
Disneyland food or Walt Disney World food?
Disneyland food, you got Carlos Aquarius.
Wouldn't it be more fair to be Disneyland food versus Magic Kingdom food?
I think,
we have too many places.
I think it's Disneyland resort food versus Walt Disney World resort food.
Oh, that's not fair,
but
though.
That's not
I
fair,
think
though.
You should go theme park.
Why is that not fair?
Because we have
like,
so many
it's
places.
It's like a city here.
I still pick Disneyland because they have Napa Rose.
Well, yeah, I would too, but it's not a fair fight. No, they have Chico here, which is just amazing.
All right, we're going to have to defer this because Submarine Maniac has to clarify the question.
Yeah, did you mean Disneyland and Magic Kingdom, or did you want Disneyland Resort and Walt
With
Disney
Disneyland
World Resort?
Disneyland and Magic Kingdom, Disneyland. That's easy.
Oh, dude, that is so easy.
Yeah, because they have Club 33.
Oh, forget that.
Well, everything
where,
else.
Where do you want to eat at Magic Kingdom?
Where do I want to eat at Magic Kingdom?
Yeah. When you're hungry and you're at Magic Kingdom, where do you want to eat? Yeah, Grand Floridian. That's where I want to eat.
No, there's a few places I enjoy. If it's lunchtime, I'm happy to go to Tony's. If it's
really?
Lunchtime, I'm happy to go to the Plaza Restaurant.
OTT.
Oh, Plaza Restaurant.
And if it's dinner time.
I forgot. Plaza Restaurant. I'm all over that.
I'm more than happy to go to LTT.
But yet, Disneyland.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, OTT.
That's how the people, the Founding Fathers did that song.
That would be Liberty Tree Tavern.
Yeah, but Disneyland has so many, just even their cheeseburgers are better than
the ones.
You
know, frankly.
Like, everything is just better.
When I eat the cheeseburgers at each, they taste pretty much the same to me.
Being that.
Okay, veggie boy.
Don't eat cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. That wasn't the final one because we got a voicemail.
Hey, guys. This is Big Brian of the Mouse and Nut Podcast. Sort of a follow-up to my previous call where I talked about the motor launches, which Doobie had mentioned on a previous show. And I thought of maybe doing a few popcorn or churros along those lines. And I'll give the four questions I have first, and then I'll give my quick answers of my own. Cruiser or motor launch?
What?
What?
Cruiser or motor launch?
I'm sorry. He had sent in a voicemail prior to this that we didn't play, which talks about that. So if I'm not mistaken, the motor launches are the smaller boats,
okay,
like between the Poly and the Grand in the park, and the cruisers are like the ones between
Fort Wilderness Lodge
in the park.
Gotcha.
So let's assume that's right. Let's go with cruisers or motor launch, and the smaller the better. I'm going cruisers.
So wait. So the larger one is which one?
I'm sorry. The larger is cruiser. I'm going motor launch.
Okay. I'd go with the cruiser just because of the massage they give you in the back.
Motor launch. Is that the smaller one? I'm so confused.
Yes.
Yeah, I like the ones that go between the Magic Kingdom and the Poly.
Good answer.
Thank you.
Good answer.
All right, let's find out what he had. Nope, we find out. Okay, what's the next one?
One, then monorail or ferry?
Monorail.
Wow. Normally it'd be monorail, but if I ever get on a monorail and not have to stop for a test bringing a monorail online, taking a monorail offline. But the ferry boat's just kind of nasty.
Well, you just bring trouble wherever you go.
I do. That's why they should never build a lake in front of a theme park.
Actually, more of a lagoon.
Okay, they should never build a lake right next to a theme park. Just because there's a lake next to it. That's natural, as opposed to the man-made.
No, so it would be who built the theme park next to the lake.
So I have a question. Does lake mean it's natural and lagoon means it's man-made?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Ferry boat is my preferred way. Sometimes for the purposes of expediency, you've got a monorail, but if I have my druthers, I will ferry.
Which one do you like better, Dick or Joe?
Joe.
I like to ferry.
And then here's probably one of the longest ones you've ever heard. Friendship, or the walk from the studios to the International Gateway at Epcot?
Oh, historically, I would say friendship, and I love boats so much, but I'm starting to get in a little bit of shape there, so I'm going to go with the walk.
I like the walk. I don't like waiting for transportation. That's why I take the walk of magical memories every time I come to the Magic Kingdom.
And then you get
swim?
On a boat.
Yeah.
Then you get on a boat for the rest of the way.
I jump. I got
one heck of a jump. You got the Spider-Man.
Yeah. You know.
Go web. Wow. I like the walk. I've done the walk, but the friendship boats are more my pace.
Oh no! I always wanted to use the friendship boat, but yet I always wind up walking. So the walk, I guess. I have more memories.
Okay. I think Brian's got one more for us.
And then, since I like the live entertainment at the parks, I thought I'd do one more, a kind of an extinct entertainment showdown. Future Core or American Vibe?
Oh, no question. Future Core.
All right, I need some clarification. Future Core, the brass band in Magic Kingdom?
No, the brass band at Epcot.
Epcot.
Sure. Were they like the Magic Kingdom Core?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And American Vibe, the six kids on
the
stage?
Group 66 of Epcot.
Future Core.
Based on those descriptions, I'd say I prefer Future Core. I'm not a Group 66 type of person.
I'd agree with that.
525.
So I think we're all tied on that one. I think we're all the same.
We're all the same on Future Core.
Future Core.
All right, what else does BB have to say?
All right, my answers. Motor launch, unless it's raining, and then cruisers, because they have indoor seating. the monorail or ferry, one going in, the other coming out. So I get to do both.
Oh, very good.
Friendship or the walk from the studios, I'm saying if you're in a hurry, walk. Or if you want to take pictures, walk. Otherwise, you might enjoy a trip on the friendship. And then plus save a few steps out of your day if you're going from one park to the other. And then Future Core or American Vibe, it's kind of really a hard one because I really like both groups. But the edge on that one has to go to the Future Core.
Yeah.
Keep up the great podcast, and keep on mousing it up. Bye for now.
There's interesting music back there.
I hope that was Future Core.
maybe that's what it was.
It was, it was Group 66 having a bad day. Or whatever, American Vibe.
Maybe it was Iceberg.
What's that?
The Tomorrowland synthesizer dude.
Oh, he had that machine.
When was this?
Way before your time.
Yeah, 80s.
Yeah,
here or Florida? Or rather, we're in Florida. Here or California?
Here. Go look him up.
Iceberg.
Yeah, Michael Iceberg. Go look him up.
I will.
You know, we blame him for global warming.
Hey, maybe they should bring him back.
Did he melt? Is that why he's not
just Disney World goes green, brings back Iceberg.
That's awesome. why don't you play Fanboy's intro music?
I have intro music. Oh, yeah. So, why did I get my intro music played?
It's your Disney Myth theme song.
Oh, my Disney Myth theme song. I got a Disney Myth for you tomorrow.
A wonderful myth for you.
Everybody, stand up.
Disney Based Myth.
Disney Myth. That's actually not a magic trick.
When the myth is...
I can't believe everyone knows what that is. That just cracks me up.
We're going to make you all disappear.
Hi-ho,
hi-ho, it's out the door you go. We hope you all enjoyed the show. Hi-ho, 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 hi-ho.
Okay.
There's like five verses.
I know. I remember always just like sitting on the entrance side so I could hear it all as I walked out.
Yep.
Anyway, Disney myth number 64.
Okay.
Disney is going to announce earnings tomorrow or yesterday, depending on if you're listening to this as we record it or as it's released. And in, you know, my money is on $1.93 for FY07. Anybody? 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 Guy? Any guesses?
I'm going to go higher.
Higher? You?
Lower?
Rebecca?
Freeze.
That's what I felt like saying. I'm going to say lower.
Well, in preparation for this, I did some research. And did you know that Ratatouille has pulled in over $577 million in box office?
Is that domestic or worldwide?
Worldwide.
I hear it's done better worldwide than domestically.
Yes, it has. Cause,
it's topped the international box office for five consecutive weeks.
You know who likes it, surprisingly? The French.
The French, yeah.
Because they apparently only like movies Americans don't.
Jerry Lewis.
Hey.
Speed 2.
Do not rip on Jerry Lewis.
Speed 2 Electric Boogaloo, wasn't it?
Speed 2 did right. Well in France.
Speedier. Yes, it did.
That's very funny.
Speed. So where's the myth?
The myth is that Ratatouille was not successful.
And that will be pointed out in the earnings.
Yes. You know, it is the most reviewed, best reviewed film of the year.
I was reading a review of The Bee Season, starring Jerry Seinfeld.
Bee Movie, as the case may be.
It may be. Bee Season, entirely different.
And, you got Open Season and Bee Movie confused.
I don't know what I got. We call that three around here. it mentioned that, you know, but perhaps I couldn't like any animated movie because nothing's going to live up to Brad Bird's Ratatouille.
That's seriously?
Why people just see that as a lot of people.
Wow.
The Holy Grail.
Holy wish I Grail.
Ratatouille and Incredibles are the Holy Grail together.
All right. Well, thank you for myth number 64. Next week, we'll have myth number A4.
And that is that every other Pixar movie was not successful. Because every time a Pixar movie is released, this was not successful.
Well, I hear on Monday I'm going to read an article about how it wasn't successful. Never mind.
It was a Jim Hill reference. Because Jim always talks about how Pixar things are not successful.
And is it a series?
And he does it. I mean, his spin is not inaccurate. It's just
wrong.
No, it's not. It's just a different way to look at things.
Well, thank you, fanboy, for another Disney myth.
You're welcome, sir.
That's from Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
That guy. If I'm not mistaken, we're almost done here.
Woohoo. That means it's almost time for dinner.
Finally.
Yay, dinner.
But hold your horses. Before we leave, we're going to do something that we've only done once before.
Really?
We're going to go around the table and get a last word from all of our panelists.
Wow. Yeah. This is exciting.
It is.
Something
Fanboy,
novel.
You first.
Well, I just want to say that I hope you enjoyed your daylight savings time as much as I did.
Woo-hoo!
As Doobie scratches out his closing word.
You're too fine.
And I had a great time because all of us here at the Bubba Dumb compound
got
Disney Seen It 2nd Edition or Version 2 or...
Disney Seen It 2...
Seen It Disney Edition 2nd Edition.
Seriously, they use the word edition twice?
Yeah, actually in the third one they're going to use it three times.
Really? Thanks. Thank you, Mattel.
And thank you to the guy at Walmart who was willing to get it from underneath the pallet of boxes because there weren't any on the shelf.
I just want to say that I had the come from behind victory.
Yeah,
winning with
me.
Identifying that Cinderella's dress was missing from her wardrobe. And I want to thank
even
God
though he said the
and
wrong
all
color.
Those folks that
I think you shouldn't
got me
won.
To this point.
Because he said blue and it's
but
pink.
But that wasn't the question, so that's irrelevant.
That's like Sleeping Beauty.
It's great to know that you all really like me. You really, really like me.
I'm not so sure.
Wait. What was the standard? So was Rebecca in the second?
Yeah.
It was either me or Rebecca. I don't remember.
And in other words, I was clearly behind. Yeah. Right.
You were way behind.
Yeah, you're way behind. I'm sorry.
But this was hard. If you bought the first one and you're like, no fun.
Well,
it was too easy.
The funny thing, the cards are not hard.
No, the questions are easy.
Except when you bring up people like Rano, whoever Rano is.
Yeah, who's Rano in Bambi? According to one of the cards, there's a character named Rano in Bambi. We were unfamiliar with this character. But
No, the cards are easy, even though they split it up into adult cards or kid cards, and they both seem to be relatively... In fact, the kid cards almost seemed to be more complicated than the adult cards.
Which may make sense, since the kids actually watch the films. Right. We're the exception.
But you know,
in,
those were...
In
those
Disney
were easy,
channels.
But then, when it came to, like, they would play the clip, and it's like, the questions would usually be very obscure. And the hardest, though, was the difference game. Find the difference in the picture. What was like in the Jungle Book?
It was the scene
where they're holding up the collapsed temple. After,
yeah,
you know, the
King Louie and Baloo are holding up the collapsed temple.
And the difference between one of the pictures and the other one was one had an extra row of bricks on the temple. It's like, how do you...
It was really hard. Really, really minuscule detail points that were missing. So that was cool. Except for Fanboys, where it was Cinderella's dress.
You know, I had my challenges too, because I didn't realize you didn't have to answer in the form of a question, which took longer.
Dude.
Yeah, so I was winning for the first, you know, half, because he'd always be really long.
That tiebreaker too, because John and I got in a tie, and we clicked on the tiebreaker, and we had to name a Disney villain. Whoever named it first won.
And they sat there for 6 or 7 seconds just looking at us, and we're like, name a villain. The question was so easy it stumped them.
And also the weird thing was that sometimes they'd remove characters from scenes, and sometimes they'd give you a really obvious cutout, and sometimes they wouldn't. So remember who was missing from the scene, and it's Peter Pan, and it's the part where Hook is dangling off the cliff inside Skull Rock, and it's like, oh, I wonder who's missing.
It's like the silhouette of Peter Pan with this hook.
Yeah, just hook.
You know what the biggest surprise though was? That Valiant was considered a Disney movie.
Considered a Disney movie.
Oh, yeah. So if you don't know Valiant, you better study up on it, because
there
are Valiant
questions. The Wild ones.
Oh, they did have standards.
I was at the bank today, and The Wild was playing on the TV there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I'm pretty sure it was The Wild. There's a slight chance it was Madagascar, but I think it was The Wild.
Did they want to leave the zoo, or did they want to get back to the zoo?
They were already in the jungle, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
Captain.
December 4th. Mark your calendars, because if you go to World of Disney to buy Pirates 3, you get a lithograph. And if you're the first 700 of the people, you get a Stein as well.
And that's at World of Disney, both here and California.
Actually, I think it's technically called like a liquid holder.
They called it a Stein.
In California, is that part of the annual pass holder presale? Opportunity? Aren't they offering the lithograph in a pre-sale opportunity?
I don't know. I know they're offering it to anybody who buys it during a certain period, not just APs.
Well, no. I know it'll be available at that point to anybody.
I don't know about pre-sale.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
No worries.
So there
you
have it.
You can check DisneyGallery.com for any further information on stuff like that. And other sales events and whatnot.
So it's nice. The pirates are getting back into the spotlight again after so much. We got a pirate and princess party, and now we have free steins. I mean, you know, we're getting back into business here.
Yeah.
Pirates Online came and went.
Rebecca.
They actually extended the fountain. Like, before they, like, officially released it, you could, like, pre-order it, and you could be a founder, where if you sign online, you'd have, like, a little icon, so people would know you were here first. But then they extended that. So that's like, wow.
It's like those people that bought the 2-park annual pass holders when they were $500, whatever they were.
Yeah, those people.
Yeah, those fools.
Hey, you're looking at two of them.
Yep.
That was us.
Rebecca?
I'm no fool.
No.
Yes,
sir,
you are.
We wanted to be able
you're
to
gonna
live
to be
together.
Like 43.
Rebecca?
It's hard to believe, but here at Walt Disney World, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Everywhere you look,
it's really
there's
amazing.
A tree in a Grand Floridian.
Not yet.
One in the park
soon.
As well at the Rose Garden.
How's the castle going along?
There were some pictures on the net that looked really nice. And I'm looking forward to seeing it. I suspect we'll be able to see it.
Are they putting
Monday.
Snow on ours too, like the Disneyland one? Or are we just getting lights?
We're getting lights. We don't get
the snow.
The snow look. Nope.
Which is kind of funny. It's like, when did it snow in California?
Yeah, but
that was very weirded out. I looked online, and there was a picture. It's like, what happened in California?
What's gotten into the castle?
So I'm looking forward to that. It'll be fun. Lots of new stuff.
That means that ice is around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Ice, and it also means that Handy Manny will soon be appearing at Disney MGM Studios.
See, which one of those is the bigger deal for me? Let me think.
I'm looking forward to ice.
Do, 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 do,
But next week's podcast, we should be talking about the Very Merry Christmas, because the podcast crew is going to Very Merry Christmas.
Right. And with the start, I guess, I mean, Christmas kind of flows into action here at Walt Disney World, but everything, pretty much everything will have been kicked off by next Friday. So
yep.
One of our topics for our podcasters next week is going to be your favorite part of a Disney World Christmas. And if any of you out there are listening.
Or Disneyland.
Yeah, fine. Or Disneyland. Or actually both, to be honest.
Or Disneyland.
Disneyland's so beautiful.
So.
Oh, I can't wait. We're going.
My favorite part is when they put the garland up and the clock tower comes and knocks them down.
So if any of you out there have any favorite parts of Disneyland and or Disney World Christmas, let us know. Podcast@laughingplace.com, 866-718-9408.
And if you need to emote about the fact that there's no Country Bear Christmas, I understand. You can share that with us. It's very sad.
They might as well just close the whole Country Bear attraction down.
Do you know that on Wikipedia Please? It says it's because of
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's what
I did
says.
Not know that was on Wikipedia.
Yeah, it's on Wikipedia.
It's because you put it there.
Did not. I can fix that. I can make it better, faster, stronger.
Hopefully we'll hear from you this week regarding that and anything else that's on your mind. Podcast@laughingplace.com, 866-718-9408, or post on the discussion boards. Once again, I wanted to give our deepest condolences to the Bruce Gordon family, and we will talk to you next week.